God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. These are the days of great joy in the heavenly. For they have understood from the praising and the worshiping that's gone forth out of the lips of those that unashamedly praise God. And out of these praises, they have come to realize that this is a time like no other time. For see, you don't realize what words you are using. You don't realize what is coming forth out of your spirit, but heaven does, and that the heavenly host understand. And they look forth and they see Jesus smile, and they hear things coming from the Spirit of God, and they say, let's go among these people. Let's go among them. Let's see what we can do for them. For God loves them. Jesus loves them, and he has taken his place among them. So let us go, and we'll see, and we will operate according to the Master's voice, and it'll come forth out of those believers that are so thrilled with the name of Jesus. So give forth joy and praise, and understand that in these times, great things are happening, and the pot has just now begun to boil. Glory to God. And it'll boil over, and it'll boil over, and it'll boil over. Hallelujah. And the glory will flow out and flow in and out and in. And there's coming a day very soon when the glory will become perceptible to the eye, and you'll see it come in like a cloud. And sometimes it'll just hang high. Sometimes it'll come low, and other times it'll just fill up the whole building, like the days of yore in the temple when the ministers couldn't even minister for the power of the glory of God. These are those days, saith the Lord. So smile, rejoice, and enjoy the show. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, really? Well, yeah, what show? I heard somebody say, what show is that? Why, didn't you ever hear in my word that I'm going to spend eternity showing you the riches of my grace? Well, it's already begun. It has started, it's begun, and it's growing, and it's growing, and it's ever growing, and it's going upward, upward, ever upward. And what you have to understand is heaven and earth have come together. And in a very few days, soon and very soon, you will hear the trumpet sound, and big things will begin to happen, and you'll suddenly stop and say, my Lord, this is it. This is it. This is it. Hallelujah. So the glory's here. Enjoy it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give them a little more praise here before we're seated tonight. Hallelujah. This is a praise night. This is a praise night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is a praise night. It's a praise night in the household of faith. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Well, before you're seated tonight, greet several people and say, thank God for the glory. Amen. Then you can be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. My, I don't know about you, but I've had a good day today. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's receive our evening offering. This gives you an opportunity to raise your income, you understand? Hallelujah. Tonight's offering is a praise offering. Hallelujah. Praise offerings are famous throughout the Word of God. And tonight we're going to have a praise offering. I made the statement when we received our first offering that we would go well over the budget in this meeting, and I believe tonight's offering will do just that. Praise God. Your giving has been wonderful. Amen. And in fact, the offerings up to now are just a bit over $200,000. Hallelujah. And I believe tonight's offering, as we praise God, thank you, Jesus, will go well over the budget. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It would be good. Come on back up here, instrument guys. Amen. And just in a moment here, you go catch on to what I'm doing. So just come on up here. I need somebody on the drums. And that's good. Steve, you're right there on the keyboard. That's good. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, you strange animals and all deeps, fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and cedars, beasts and cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all people, princes, all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens and old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. He also exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all of His saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and the harp. The Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He'll beautify the meek with salvation. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to the excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Do something like a trumpet. I wish we had one right now. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's a psaltery right there. Are you praising or just jacking around? I need some praise up here. Glory to God. What are you just sitting around about? According to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As outstanding a job, and all the things that we've learned and about faith and believing God and standing on the word and learn how to pray, praise God. Learning more things about prayer. Folks, the big victories are won in praise. When you have stood on the word, when you've gone to your covenant book, hallelujah, gone to the word of God, found all of those great marvelous covenant promises, and in him, in his promises, praise God, are yes and amen. You're not through yet. You're not through yet. Not until you begin to praise him just for who he is. And begin to praise him. Now, you when you come in here, I mean, this is easy. Particularly when you got a bunch of people like this, because they honestly are praising and worshiping God. They're not just doing this as a job. These are true and wonderful praise men and women. Amen. This is in their own personal lives. It's easy to praise God in here. But what about the sacrifice of praise? Amen. Did you ever read that in the book of Hebrews? That we continually give forth the sacrifice of praise. Amen. It ain't no sacrifice to praise in here. My goodness, man. The glory of God's in the place. I mean, you know, even your hair will praise God in a place like this. Hallelujah. But what about out in your backyard? Amen. What about in the place where you work? Brother Copeland, they'd throw me out of that place. How do you know? Have you tried it? It might be a bit different than what you think. Just begin to praise God there. You don't have to make a lot of noise to praise God. Now, it may come to that. Amen. I'll tell you what I've been praying for a long time. And I believe you should pray the same thing. I am looking for, and I believe God is looking for, a president of the United States that will unashamedly stand out on the balcony of the White House and begin to dance before God and say, bless this nation in the name of Jesus. I offer no apology for my praise. Like David of old, he just broke out into the streets praising and dancing before God. Hallelujah. That sacrifice of praise. That sacrifice is when you push that flesh a step or two further than you thought you would. Amen. Over into a place where it didn't think it wanted to go. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, I have a praise in my heart, but I'm just not very demonstrative. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Maybe you better double check. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah! One more time.
Don't you love it? Woo, don't you love it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Father, our offering, we bring our offerings to you tonight as an act of praise, as an act of worship. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Well, I didn't, did I? Okay. I'll do it now. I was telling you Thursday evening about what happened in White Post, Arizona, when Pastor Kenneth Bagishi went back home to the reservation, the Navajo Nation, and stuck that little sign up out there that said White Post Church. And he just began to go from Hogan to Hogan, winning souls. And then some years later, they had their first faith convention. Glory to God. And he invited Jerry Savelle and me to come and preach the first faith conference. And they brought two tents and put them, tied them together. And we had us a faith conference. And I'm telling you, we had First Nations people from all over. I mean, all over Western United States, Northern Mexico, people from up in this area here. We just had a lot of Indian people on the property. Glory to God. And it was wonderful. Well, I told you this, how Pastor Bagishi told me, he said, now, Brother Kenneth, he said, we have taught our people to give. And he said, we bring the offering. And he said, you're going to find some polished stones. You're going to find bracelets. You're going to find freshly laundered clothes that somebody is sewing. He said, you see, Brother Copeland, when we first came here, I didn't have nobody that they either walked, rode a horse, or drove a wagon. No cars, no trucks. But he said, now everybody in my congregation has got a car, truck, or a pickup. Glory to God. Now, and I just stopped right there, and the Lord said, you didn't tell them the rest of it. So, okay, I'll do it now. And he said, we just kept believing God. And so they continued to do that. And the church continued to grow. And one, two, another large corporations began moving in there. And guess who got the best jobs? The members of White Post Church. Glory to God. And it kept growing. And it kept growing. And one young man, Elson Bennett, his dad was associate pastor there with Pastor Bagishi. And he was just a young lad when we first there, Jerry and I were first there. And he said, I grow up, I'm going to be a faith man like Jerry Savelle and Kendall Copeland. Glory to God. And he is today. And he's one of the most highly respected men in the entire nation. And the highest area of council in the Navajo Nation, Elson Bennett is very, very highly respected among them all. He is a powerful man of God. But now listen, this is no longer just White Post Church. Here's what the Lord wanted me to show you. These people that started out putting rocks in the offering container, amen, back there in the 70s, and they just kept believing God. This is now White Post Church, Arizona. It is no longer just a church. It is a community. It is a town. And they have a post office. And this thing's growing. Amen? It all started with one pastor. And the anointing of increase on him just took that little sign he made and just stuck it in the sand and declared it. This is White Post Church. And just, there it is. Hallelujah. Faith, sowing, reaping, and praising. I'll tell you, it'll overcome the world. There's nothing. Say nothing.
Nothing.
What is nothing? No thing. There's no thing in this world order that faith won't overcome. For this is the victory. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. In fact, let's look at that just for a moment. Open your Bibles up there, 1 John chapter 5. Put your eyes on it. Hallelujah. Whosoever, man, I love that word. I found out I was a whosoever. Amen. Particularly in verses like this. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. May I see the hands if that have made Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus is the Christ, I want you to raise your hand. Everybody in the room. Now keep your hand up there. Now look at it. Say, that's my hand.
I'm born of God
according to Holy Scripture. Now keep your hand up there. Everyone that loves him that begat or gave birth loves him also that's born of him. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever, look at your hand. I'm a whatsoever.
I'm a whosoever.
Now I'm a whatsoever. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Shout it at me. I'm a world overcomer. Now give the Lord another praise. Now let me teach you something here. We just had a good time doing that. You can do that at home without all the rest of us here. You can go through that same little drill right there. And what are you doing? You're praising God. You're thinking, look at this. I'm a world overcomer. I think I better get to overcoming here. I'm a world overcomer. And you just keep doing that. And after a little while, you start running through the house. You go hunting for anybody that you can. Do you understand I'm a world overcomer? And they're trying to sue me. And do they know who they're messing with? They're messing with a child of God. They're messing with a world overcomer. I want to give them praise, Lord. I want to give you praise, Lord. I'm a world overcomer, and they're not going to be overcoming me. Now, there was your spot right there, see? Hallelujah! Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for it, Father. And Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving tonight, and we worship you, and we declare by the faith of God that we go well over our budget tonight, and we worship you and we thank you for it. And
as the earthly head of this ministry. Of course, Jesus, you are the head of it. And I sure do thank you for it too. Glory to God. But I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that this entire ministry tonight releases its faith together. Brownie, you hear what I'm praying here now? And all of our Canada staff can remember tonight, mark it down, and make it part of the daily prayers now. Tonight, all of our staff here in Canada, all of our staff in Fort Worth, we release our faith along with every person that has sown into these offerings this week. We release our faith for abundant increase now, in this time, 100-fold, and in the world to come, eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And now we praise you for it. Ministering spirits, go. Go. Cause their money to come. Cause their assets to come. Cause their victories to come. Cause everything they've called for to come. Glory to God. There's been a lot of prayer and a lot of faith come up in this place this week. And we release our faith again for the increase, the outpouring. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm just asking this as a favor, Jesus. I'm asking this just as grace and favor, that you would do something for each one very unusual, coming from an unusual source. Amen. Let me rephrase that, Lord, and forgive me for saying that way. You're the source. You're the only source. But it'll come from an unusual channel. And immediately they'll know. Glory to God. You know that's part of my harvest out of that meeting. Glory to God. And they'll be so blessed. And I thank you for it, Lord. And I give you praise and honor. I can get it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Sure. Glory to God. I declare, according to Zechariah 9, 11, and 12. I declare the double. I receive the double. I receive the power of the double. You mean it? Well, then start expecting it. Amen. Start expecting it. Hallelujah. Power of the double. This came a few Sundays ago there at EMIC. In fact, if I remember right, you were just about to receive the offering there at Sunday morning service. And the Spirit of the Lord started talking to you about the double. And I noticed an unusual anointing on her concerning the double. All of a sudden, well, it came out of her prophet's ministry, and as she began to talk of the things that she was seeing, and I could tell quickly she's talking about the power of the devil. This is spiritual power. This is a spiritual thing. Well, what do you mean, Brother Copeland? I mean a double. A double is just, you know, double one is two, double two is four. Not in heaven it isn't. Would you like scripture on this?
Yes.
One can put 1,000 to flight. Two. 10,000. 1,000 add another 1,000 should be 2,000. Not around here. One put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000. Boy, it wouldn't take that long to get big, would it? Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. The power of the double. If the double is so, just mathematically, and just simple compound math, the double is astounding. It is absolutely astounding. $1 doubled every day for 30 days. Y'all, would you take $100,000 for it? A dollar doubled every day for 30 days? Would you take $100,000 for it? Well, you'd be cheated big time. It would be worth $10.7 billion. One penny doubled every day for 30 days is $10.7 million. The power of the double. And that's not even anointing power. That's just mathematics. What do you think God can do with the Holy Ghost double? Woo! You see how we've been cutting God short? I mean, we've been stumbling around, think we got a good deal, we got a 10% raise. my. Here's the thing. We were raised in an environment where everything we needed and everything we wanted was out here, and we had to somehow go out there and get it and bring it here. But Jesus said that's what the Gentiles do. They have to, because that's the only way they got to get it, is to add to themselves. But when you got born again, we became inside out people. Our increase comes from the increase of our lips, Scripture says. See, it's in here. The whole thing is in here. The whole kingdom of God is in here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when we begin to look to the inner man instead of the outer man, I said this earlier, I'm going to say it again. Glory to God. God does not want you dependent on anybody but Him. He doesn't want you dependent on your family. He doesn't want you dependent on the government. He doesn't want you dependent on the business world. He doesn't want you dependent on your own business. He wants you dependent on Him, and He'll pay you way more than you're worth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. And you begin to realize, I have dominion and authority. You know why? Because you have authority over seed. Yes. Glory to God. I write there in the book of Genesis, as long as the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus said the whole kingdom of God is as if a man puts a seed in the ground.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You remember when they came to Him and said, Lord, increase our faith? Yeah. What's the first thing He said to them? He said, if you had faith as a seed, what would you do? You plant it. You don't just go to God and say, give me more money. That's what most people do. Did you know that's out of line for a born-again, Holy Ghost, baptized, faith-walking believer? That's out of line to go to God and ask Him to send some money. Where would He get it? Huh? Heaven? There ain't no U.S., there ain't no Canadian currency in heaven. Or any other kind of currency up there. If He sent it down here, it'd be counterfeit. Amen. Every
everything's already here. Now, don't discount the fact that their gold and our gold is just alike. But that's another study. We'll leave that lay there right now for right now. But the thing I'm pointing out to you, see, the connection is from here out, not from out in. He has sent his angels to minister for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You determine not just what you need, but what you want, what it takes for you to live and not just be from paycheck to paycheck, but you decide what your heart's desire is to sow into your church. Decide what your heart's desire is to sow into the kingdom of God. Decide what your heart's desire is to sow into people and to help people and to be there when people need you. Yeah. And not just be saying, yeah, well, I wish I could help, and I'm as broke as they are. That's the reason we're supposed to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. Yes. Make the decision. Oh, Brother Copeland, how am I going to do that on my job? Now you're going back to your job again. You're not. Well, now let's see. I think if we were, if we was cut back on it, you done lost the whole deal. No. If it's something that you can do, it has no glory to God and takes no grace to do it and takes no faith to believe it. But when you begin to inquire of the Lord, now, Lord, there's this that I know you're wanting to do in our church. Here's some things that I know you're wanting to do in our family. Here's some things that I'd like to get on with this, and I'm asking you to reveal to me now what kind of money we're talking about here. Take some time and spend on it, meditating about it, praying in the Spirit about it, and when numbers come up that are bigger than what you used to. Don't choke on them. Don't be doing that. Amen. I mean, Jesus can get fish out. He can get money out of a fish's mouth, if you disobey him. And so begin to grow in this. And say, okay, Lord, what kind of seed you want me to sow? Amen. And when you're dealing in the kind of numbers that we're dealing with with him, it doesn't take great big seed to get large harvest. It just takes an ever-increasing will and desire to obey. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. To obey. Thank you, Lord. Did you know it said he will provide seed for the sower? Yes. And most people pray that. He does it, and then they spend it on something else. Yeah. That's like eating your seed. Yeah. That may be the answer to the age-old question. How dumb can you get? I remember a guy one time. Oh, he needed some new tires and he got into this small church that I was preaching in Oklahoma, and I was teaching along some of these lines about inquire of God for seed for the sower. And so we did, and man, I'm telling you, it just came jumping in there to him. He went down and bought the tires. And then he realized, I'm right back where I was. All I got out of this was a set of tires. I'm just broke as I was. See, his problem was, all he could see was that immediate need, and he's so caught up in the money of it that he lost sight of the power of a seed. Had he taken the seed that God gave him, take it, tie it, then sow it, he'd have got the tires, probably the car, and his debts wiped out. He wasn't really in all that much debt, but in his life, it was just a disaster. And there it was all the time. God bailed him out, and he got nervous. He knew what it was. He said, yeah, but I I got to have these tires. And so, what, he just ate his seed. Amen. I don't sit there and look at me in that tone of voice. You've done the same thing, so have I. But I'm going to tell you what, we're making a turnaround. Yes, we ain't doing this kind of dumb stuff anymore. Yes. We're going on, brother, sister. Amen. You agree with me? Amen. We're going on to higher places here. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We pray over this seed tonight, and we thank you for it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I said earlier, well, yeah, I'll do that too. All right, I want you to put your eyes on this because I'm going to do it again. It came up as I was praying there a moment ago. But turn to Hebrews chapter 1, and I want you to be looking at this as I minister it. Now, you've gone before the Lord. You've established the amount. You've gone to the Word of God and the promises that promise it to you. You've read the tithing scriptures. You've read the giving scriptures in Mark 10, 29 and 30 and so forth. The great scriptures about harvest time and so forth. You've got it all settled. You've got it all written down in your prayer and praise book. And there it is. And you made your covenant and you're believing God for it. And then you begin to praise Him. Verse 13, to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Amen. Did you know you had angels that are assigned to you? That sure was weak. That's much better. Thank you. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And as your ministry grows, your angel will bring in more angelic assistance. And your team will grow and get larger. See, when Adam fell, all these angels had to leave. And so you see the Jacob's ladder picture of angelic ministry in the old covenant. But the devil, who's a fallen angel, and his crowd, principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness, hear that one? Ruler of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in high places. Now, they had dominion and control because Adam sold out and committed high treason and gave it all to the devil. So they're operating here. And then the ministry of angels. Okay. Turn to Exodus. Praise God. Yeah, we're going to receive this offering sometime or another, but like I told you earlier, I just work here, you understand? I enjoy my job, though. That's the reason I'm quick to obey. I want to keep it. Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. Amen. It looks, do you guys have enough light to read? Can you see all right? Man, I'll make them turn these things up. I don't like dark to start with. Turn it up, they said. Amen. Somebody knows where the switch is. Turn that thing up. Hallelujah. Amen. This is a scripture that people have used for years, and rightly so, to pray over the food. And this is a good scripture to use for that. Notice what it says in verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now, wait a minute. That don't make sense. You shall serve the Lord your God. He shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Well, what's this talking about? You mean Moses is going to take sickness away from them? No, there's... Let's just back up a few verses and look in verse 20. And behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way, to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Now see, he said, I'm sending an angel. I'm sending an angel. Now, in your and my case, our angels don't have to be sent. They're already here. The room is full of them right now. Right now. Now, notice what he said. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. He will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Don't be saying dumb, stupid stuff around your angel. Well, I'll see y'all in the morning if a train don't hit me. It ain't funny. And your angels are saying, he's always talking about a train hitting him. Why does he want that? Now, they're not going to say, oh, well, you know, the poor dummy just trying to get a laugh. No, they're not humans. Do you see what he said there? He said, obey his voice. Don't you provoke him. He'll not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. He's not going to violate what I say just on account of what you dumbed around and did. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what. Beats all I ever seen in my life. Every time we get ready to do anything, one of them kids gets sick. We've been trying to go to Disneyland for 9 years, and every year somebody gets sick. I guess it'll happen again this year. And that angel standing there, yeah, it will. You remember John the Baptist's dad, the priest? And the angel came in while he was ministering. And he began to give him the word of the Lord. You're going to have a child, and so forth and so on. And he began to whine about it. Well, I just don't see how we could be able to do that. And that angel said, you ain't going to be able to talk till after he's born. I come from the Most High God. In other words, I'm not used to being argued with. You understand that, Jack? So shut up for the next 9 months. And he did. He couldn't talk. Why? God had to shut him up to keep him from fouling up this supernatural birth. Amen. That woman was too old to be having babies. Some of you are going to get this in the middle of the night and you're going to say, whoa, look at this. Now notice that this angel, he's referring to the angel. You shall serve the Lord your God. Your angel shall bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And you can be saying, you walking in this restaurant, you ain't never been in there before, and there's two things you want to do. What, but you want to go in there and say, ministering spirits, go in there and check out that kitchen. Check out the whole thing. Because I'm intending for you to fix that food before they even choose it. And then you sit down at the table and you say, oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for the blessing of this food. Thank you for my angels that always see to everything I eat or drink. Glory to God. It just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Amen. Hallelujah.
The other thing you want to do is before you walk in the door, forgive everybody in there. What? Oh, yeah. We're supposed to be forgivers. Get in the forgiving operation all the time. Say, Lord, I just forgive everybody in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just want you to know you're forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. What's happening? We read it today. This morning in healing school, we read where Jesus said that healing power and forgiving power are one and the same. So you got the juices flowing all the time. Healing, forgiving, healing, forgiving, healing, forgiving, healing, forgiving. Now that keeps you in the law of love all the time, which gives you full authority to command those angels. Can you see it? Hallelujah. I can almost hear some of your brains are running. Wow. I ain't never heard nothing like this before. You do. You have a Bible, don't you?
Come on.
Read it. Read it. Every day. These things are in there. Glory to God. Father, we praise you and we thank you now. We praise you and thank you now. Now, you've got your eyes on that. And you've seen it in two different places now, in the book of Hebrews and Exodus 23. Now, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as I prayed earlier, we release the laws of increase. We release the power of the Word of the living God on every seed that's been sown in these meetings, on every person that has sown those seeds. And we believe we receive a 100-fold return on every one of them. Praise God. And we thank you that they will come from unusual and unexpected channels. And you will let them know that was a return on that seed you sowed in that meeting. Now in the name of Jesus, ministering spirits, go! Cause the increase to come. Go, bring it in the name of Jesus. Now wait a minute, we're not done yet. Satan, take your hands off my money. Take your hands off my increase. Take your hand. You have been rebuked for my sake. I'm a tither and a giver, and you take your hands off of my stuff. Right now, glory to God. Get out of the way. Amen. Now what's next? Well, and I'm not talking about just in here. I'm talking about when you get home and you've written all these things down, you spent some time on these petitions, you've looked up all of these prosperity scriptures, glory to God, and if you're having trouble locating them and all of that, I mean, we've got all kinds of material concerning them. We've got books full of prosperity scriptures and promises. But I'm going to tell you something. It will pay you big dividends to study it out for yourself. Now, it's a good thing. Don't misunderstand me. To have you a book of healing scriptures, and you've got your prosperity scriptures, and you got your family scriptures, glory to God. And you need to be putting your eyes on them every day and reading them out loud every day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But spend some time in that book for yourself. Don't just let someone else do all your studying for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, what is next? Oh, Jesus. I'm a prosperous man. My angels are at work. You're working on the inside of me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Oh, I just love you so. I worship you and I praise you, Father. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen. Amen. Words will come. You'll find yourself speaking in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. God will begin to give you words to speak. My little granddaughter, 11 years old, Christmas morning, delirious, didn't know anybody in the house. They rushed her to Cook's Medical Center, diagnosed her with Neisseria meningitis. Well, of course, Terry and George and the church and everybody else, I mean, they just launched an attack on that thing. See, we don't just sit by and say, oh me, oh my. No, no. By the time Gloria and I got there, we were way out of town, and we're on the way there. But by the time we got there, our bunch had taken over the waiting room. And there's an epidemic going on of meningitis, children with meningitis. The waiting room is just full of people. But we set up shop. I mean, Terry and her prayer bunch, I'm telling you, they set up shop in that waiting room and they're going from one to the next, praying for people, praying for people, praying for people. If one of our bunch has a baby, we fill up the whole place. Amen. We're praising God. And one situation that the word got back to me, the pediatrician told this doctor, he said, now, these people may seem a little strange, but he said, you give them some room because they know what they're doing. Amen. They've seen miracle after miracle, see. But now here's the point I want to make to you. We left home praising God. We're in an airplane coming back to Fort Worth. We're praising God. We're worshiping God. We stood on the word. We had already prayed the prayers, and now we're praising and we're worshiping, praising and worshiping. And in the middle of that the word of the Lord came to me, and he said, when you walk up to Lindsay's bed, the disease specialist told Kelly that she didn't expect Lindsay to live till morning. So he said, when you walk up to her bed, he said, put your index finger on her breastbone and say, Lindsay, I speak to the anointing in you, rise up and put this disease out now in the name of Jesus. Now, that's what he told me to say. He hadn't said that to me before, and he hadn't said that to me since. Now, most people would have started an index putting on finger healing association and tried that every time. No, see, that was a manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. That's as the Spirit wills. Amen. You can always pray the word, and you can always use the mighty name of Jesus. You don't have to ask to do that. But what I'm saying, in praise, the Lord told me what to do and what to say. He doesn't do that sometimes. He always involves himself in your praise. Huh? When I said that, immediately, Lindsay gritted her teeth. She shouted at the top of her voice, Papa, I'm healed in completely healed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, they kept her in there for 8 days because that's the law. But she just completely, totally healed. The devil tried to take part of her hearing away from her. She wouldn't allow him to do that. She stood for it. 11 years old. She just stood for it and stood her ground, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Oral Roberts University graduate, grown, powerful young woman of God, hallelujah. And victory in Jesus, sweet as it gets. Paul and Silas in that dungeon. Now, you know they prayed. But at midnight, that dungeon, they were not in a cell. They were in the, but that was a hole in the ground that was below the surface in that prison. Nastiest prison anybody ever heard of. In fact, down inside that thing, the upper area sewage ran down in there where Paul and Silas were. And they're singing praises. And they're worshiping God at midnight, and the prisoners heard them. And all of a sudden, whoa, that earthquake came out of them. You hear me? That earthquake came out of them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because the scripture says, praise will still and stop the enemy. And did you ever read in your Bible where praise and worship moved the heavenly pillars of the throne room? Folks, we haven't come anywhere close to knowing what God has handed us in the power of this. But it's time for it. Make some commitments to it. Study it, learn it, practice it. Hallelujah. Go before the Lord and say, teach me, hallelujah. The greater one in there. He'll have you dancing all over the place. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.